the most impactful changes in NLD has certainly been the rise of microlearning. And I think more recently, certainly the use of AI to help personalize learning pathways, make the training more relevant or efficient.
You're listening to Learning Leader Spotlight, interviews with corporate L&D leaders. On each episode, we sit down with key industry experts to discover more about what's happening in the world of learning and development, from current trends and insights to the most valuable lessons learned along the way. Join us for a fresh perspective on all things training and the best direction forward. Here's your host, Leanne Lankford.
Welcome to the Learning Leader Spotlight, where we interview the learning leaders of today to help the learning leaders of tomorrow. I'm Shaneer Rashan, your guest host, and I am a relationship manager with Training Pros, the sponsor of the podcast. Training Pros is a learning and development contract staffing company. We like to say when you have more projects than people, let us help you find the best consultant to start your project with confidence. I have a very special guest joining me today, someone I've had the pleasure of working with and knowing for the last several years. I'd like to introduce you to Nicole Sandoval, the Senior Director of Learning and Development at European Wax Center. Welcome, Nicole. So glad you're here.
Hi, Shaneer. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, absolutely. If you would, introduce yourself to our audience and share a little bit about who you are and what it is that you do.
So I have been an L&D professional for over 15 years. As you mentioned, I'm currently the Senior Director of Learning and Development for European Wax Center, the largest provider of waxing services in the United States. We have more than 1,000 locations nationwide. And so my team and I drive those learning and development strategies for our franchise organization.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like you're growing, as always, continuing to grow, which is great, which I'm sure will keep you busy. Well, I think we've all had our own journey to land in L&D. So I'm curious, share a little bit about how you found your way to L&D and what drew you to L&D first?
Sure. So I think like most folks in L&D, you kind of stumble across it. So my first exposure was that of a trainer. So I traveled across the country. I opened up new centers and spent a lot of time working with the trainees and just seeing their face. And I know this is so cliche, but just that aha moment at the end of it was something really special, and building a connection and relationship with not only the teams, but the franchisees has also been just very rewarding.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I feel the same way. I started in operations similar, right? Like fell into training, loved it, loved to make the impact. And I think it's especially unique in your space with the franchisee world as well, and being able to really help those business owners, right?
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
I've been asked what keeps me engaged in L&D. And for me, the space is always evolving, right? There's always emerging technology, new theories, changes to old theories, right? And for us, there's always a new initiative, right? That allows my team in particular another opportunity to look at how we approach this new initiative a bit differently. So we're never bored, right? In other words, there's always something new.
Yes, absolutely. That's one of the things I love about the space is the variety, and you never know what the day will bring, right? Speaking a little bit more about that, actually, tell me, what do you think the most impactful changes that you've seen in L&D over the last several years have been?
I would say the most impactful changes in L&D has certainly been the rise of microlearning. And I think more recently, certainly the use of AI to help personalize learning pathways, make the training more relevant or efficient. I've dabbled in AI a little bit, right? I certainly haven't used it to its full capacity, but I really want to, and I'm really excited to learn more and dive a little bit deeper into that space.
So as far as AI is concerned, Nicole, I think that you're in the majority, right? Where everybody's fascinated, interested, starting to dabble with it, really starting to try to understand it and use it to its full potential. But not everybody's there yet, and it can be a little intimidating and a little unsettling, but I think you're absolutely right. And again, among the majority. So speaking of that and like where we're headed, Nicole, where do you see the L&D space headed in the next 5 to 10 years? What is your kind of prediction, if you will?
I would say a stronger emphasis on experiential learning and collaboration tools. This generation of learners want to learn this TikTok way, right? Our attention span has drastically shrunk 5 seconds, 10 seconds, right? Or a little bit more. And they also want a space to collaborate with their peers. So we have an incredible collaboration tool in our current LMS where we can designate experts, let's say, in a specific topic and allow them to post videos sharing their tips. And it also allows our network to respond and post questions to those experts. So it's a feature that's not out just yet, but we can't wait to release it to our network. We've all heard learning and training is in a sort of one and done process. And so for it to truly be effective, like learning needs to be continuous. And it's an approach that we follow here at EWC. So we have their initial learning plan where they take their need to know or role specific training, but that's also coupled with continuous virtual and in-person learning events.
This episode is brought to you by Training Pros, the award-winning contract staffing agency that works exclusively with learning and development professionals to match the right consultants to client projects. If you're in corporate L&D and have more projects than people, let the industry practitioners at Training Pros provide you with the right L&D consultant to start your project with confidence. Find out how we make finding quality consultants easy by scheduling a consultation at www.trainingpros.com.
Well, that sounds exciting, that new tool.
Yes.
I'm sure it's going to go great.
A lot of setup, but the output, they're going to be extremely great.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you want to do the front end, right? So that it's more successful when you launch. So perfect. So shifting gears a little bit, tell me about what skill or role that you're finding is the hardest right now to find really great talent for.
I think, you know, we talked about it earlier. There is this awareness of this TikTok style, right? Or the use of AI. But to your point, finding talent who can actually execute it or have a strategy around how to implement has been a challenge. Like someone who can go beyond the surface level or the theoretical side of it, but can actually do it, is definitely the challenge that we're seeing.
Got it. Okay. Now that makes sense. So if you think about current state, future state of the L&D space, what is your favorite source for industry news and information that you think that our audience would also find valuable?
I would say first and foremost, other professionals in the space. So for me, being in a franchise organization, it comes with its unique set of challenges, joint employer considerations, and again, just everything under the sun. So I would say there is nothing better than being able to connect with someone who's in a similar org model or business model to share ideas and to learn from. I would say aside from that, going to conferences, there's tons of learning conferences and events all throughout the country. So investing in your people and sending your people to those events, I think is really important. Again, peer sharing, learning the latest and greatest in our space. Of course, I think the usual ATD, IFA, SHRM, there's a ton of LinkedIn groups for L&D professionals. So I would say a combination of all of the above.
Yeah, I think that you're spot on. I have heard from others that they like to invite their competitors, if you will, in the same industry or space that are in the L&D, and they actually have built relationships with them to really share, like, this worked well and this didn't work well, you know? And you have to obviously build those good relationships with competitors or those that are in the same space. But to your point, franchising is unique. And so there's opportunities to learn from your peers and help each other out, right? So, Nicole, you've been with European Wax Center for quite some time, actually since its inception, I believe. So I'm sure you've had various roles, both personal goals, professional goals, perhaps even goals around recognition for the work that you and your team have done. So would you mind sharing a little bit more about your journey?
Yeah. For so many years, we've created some really great training and we've leveraged a lot of really cool technology with 3D modeling and have always said that they were worthy of some sort of recognition outside of EWC. And so it had been a, I would say, both a personal and professional goal of mine to be recognized in some way. And so partnering with you and Training Pros allowed us to be globally recognized and earn gold as the organization's first L&D award. So we were really excited and proud of that.
Yeah, you should be. It was a wonderful program, and a lot of hard work and dedication went into it. And we were just happy to be able to support in any way possible for you. So congrats on that again, by the way.
Thank you so much. Thank
you. You're welcome. You're welcome. All right. So with that, Nicole, thank you so much for appearing on our show today. We truly appreciate your time.
It is always great catching up with you, Shaneer. So thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you. I feel the same. And as our way to express our sincere appreciation, we actually have a gift for you for being on the podcast. Training Pros is going to plant 5 trees in your name. We, as a company, a charity that we've selected, is World Reforestation. So we've planted well over 3,500 trees to date around the world.
Wow. Incredible. That's incredible. I feel so honored.
Yeah, absolutely. So we will be planting those 5 trees just in your name. It's just our little way of letting you know how much we appreciate you joining us today. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Learning Leader Spotlight.
Thanks for joining us for the latest episode of Learning Leader Spotlight, interviews with corporate L&D leaders. You'll find links in the show notes to any resources mentioned on today's show. If you're enjoying our podcast, please subscribe so you never miss an episode, and leave us a 5-star review.